Ramayana Act 3, Chapter 10. Ram and Lakshman laid low. Scene 3. Jambavan instructs Hanuman. Meanwhile, on the battlefield, Hanuman still remained standing. He looked around at the scene of devastation wrought by Indrajit. Even Ram and Lakshman, along with Sugriva, Angada, Nila, and all the other powerful Vanara commanders, lay prostrate. The monkey ran up to the two princes and knelt by their side. He was joined by Vibhishan, who had also survived Indrajit's attack. Tears fell from Hanuman's eyes as he gazed at the unconscious brothers. They appeared to be severely wounded. Placing his hand on Hanuman's shoulder, Vibhishana reassured him gently. "Do not give way to despondency, my valiant friend. These two brothers are not to be killed. Surely they have allowed themselves to be brought under the power of Brahma's weapon in honor of the self-born creator of the universe. Rama and Lakshman are always protected by virtue. Indeed, they are virtue personified. We will yet see them rise to defeat Ravan and his evil forces." Hanuman embraced the Rakshasa and thanked him for his kind words. But what could he do now? How could the battle continue with only a handful of monkeys and bears still standing? Even Ram and Lakshmana seemed in no condition to fight. As Hanuman and Vibhishana looked around, they saw Jambavan lying nearby. That wise old leader of the bears was covered with arrows, but his head was moving slightly. Vibhishana ran over to him and knelt down, calling out his name. Jambavan opened his eyes and looked at the Rakshasa. He spoke, but barely, in a whisper.
"Oh, Vibhishan, I can hardly see you, wounded as I am by Indrajit's arrows. Our army is now in grave danger. But if Hanuman still survives, then there is hope. Tell me, does that son of the wind god still live?"
Vibhishan was surprised that Jambavan had first inquired after Hanuman rather than Ram or Lakshman. He called Hanuman over, and the monkey came quickly and knelt before Jambavan. Mustering his strength, the old bear began to speak.
"My dear Hanuman, it is you alone who can save this army. Only you possess the power to fly from here to the Himalayas. You must go there at once to fetch the celestial healing herbs."
Jambavan explained that there was a mountain standing near Mount Kailas on which grew four precious herbs placed there by the gods themselves. Jambavan described the four plants. First,
there is a Sanjeeva Karani, capable of bringing a dead person back to life. Then you must find Vishalya Karani, which can completely heal all wounds caused by weapons. The other two herbs are Sandhani and Suvarna Karani, which together can restore a broken body back to its pristine state. They all grow together atop this mountain. O Hanuman, leave at once and bring them here. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.